first today, the supermarket giant Coles has become the latest major retailer to be caught up in an underpayment scandal. Coles has admitted to failing to pay its workers the correct amount for more than 6 years, costing them $20 million. Coles has made this announcement just as the federal government is threatening to increase penalties for employers who rip off their workers. The ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan is following the Coles story and he joins me now in the studio. Peter, how did Coles executives explain this $20 million underpayment?
Eleanor, the $20 million worker underpayment was revealed as part of Coles' half-yearly profit result, which came in flat at $725 million. But perhaps the Coles Group Chief Executive Stephen Kane might have bigger issues on his mind at the moment. An attachment to the results showed that Coles was announcing a review into how it pays its salaried workers and that 1% of all staff had been underpaid. That's $16 million put aside, including interest for supermarket workers, and 4% from Coles' liquor division. That comes down to around 5% of supermarket and liquor managers going back over 6 years. Stephen Kane says the underpayment is not material to the Coles business, but he confirmed the investigation was undertaken on legal advice given the scrutiny on companies that even inadvertently rip off their workers.
We've obviously covered the vast majority of our team members. We've said that this applies to less than 1%, but we've also said that the review is sort of ongoing. So as it stands today, that's our best view of what the provision looks like. From a group point of view, it's not a material number. It probably as a percentage impacts liquor a bit more than supermarkets, but obviously we've made the provision to make sure that there is sufficient there to pay over the 6 years based on the legal advice that we've received.
So that's the Coles Chief Executive, Stephen Kane. Now, Peter, this, of course, comes on top of Coles competitor Woolworths admitting to a significant underpayment of its workers. What is the federal government now saying it will do to try to prevent this?
Well, the Woolworths exposure and that underpayment revealed in its profit results last year, also as an attachment, is much bigger, as much as $300 million over a decade for almost 6,000 staff. That could easily go higher, and we're expecting an update on those repayments when Woolworths releases its profit result next week. But Coles and Woolworths are not alone here. We've had Wesfarmers, Qantas, the Commonwealth Bank, even the ABC having to compensate underpaid staff. So it's a very hot issue at the moment, and the federal government has today released a paper on how to deal with worker rip-offs and whether courts should be given greater powers to disqualify company directors and maybe forcing companies to even disclose their own offences, in other words, naming and shaming.
And Peter, did the underpayment at Coles put any dent in their share price today?
Well, the Coles share price was down around 0.4% in late morning trade, but that's because of the flat profit growth and not because of the underpayment scandal and also the potential reputational problems if those underpayments go deeper and blow out.
Peter Ryan, thank you.